Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, it is the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show. Don't forget, we will be giving you a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview with true outlet prices every day. But before we do that, we must start the Top 5 at 5 with...
Number 5.
Thanks, Orion.
That's where it starts.
Hillary Clinton's promising to put more Americans to work by modernizing America's infrastructure. Discussing her plans for the economy in Warren, Michigan today, she said her opponent Donald Trump is proposing a more extreme version of the failed theory of trickle-down economics.
I don't think Mr. Trump understands any of it. He hasn't offered any credible solutions for the very real economic challenges we face. Now, if you believe that he's as wealthy as he says, that alone would save the Trump family $4 billion. It would do nothing for 99.8% of Americans.
Well, you know, if you're going to save yourself $40 billion, why not? What's the perk of being president if you can't save yourself a few billion here or there?
I found it was interesting. Both of them chose the backdrop of Michigan to talk about how they're the best candidate to approach the jobs and middle-income wages and, you know, helping the middle class. That they both have plans that are not they have some similarities, but they put these plans out there to say, hey, here's how I'm going to help the middle class. And, you know, and then they had sort of spent a lot of her speech today also attacking why Trump's plan would not be
her big thing today. While it did have some specifics, a few more specifics than Trump's did on Monday, but still it was a lot of this is why his plan is bad, not so much, and saying that Donald Trump's plan was going to cater to the richest, the wealthiest 1%,
mm-hmm.
which he is part of. And let's be honest, she is, too. She's not hurting for cash.
No, she did talk about her Chicago roots and her working class father and grandfather and talked about that's where she came from, trying to draw a distinction between herself and Trump today. One of the things that stood out about her speech is this: what was so criticized about Bernie Sanders is she is saying that they're going to fight to make college tuition free for the middle class and debt free for all if you go to a public university or college in your home state. And that's the thing that may be troubling. And we had Dr. J on earlier.
Right.
And some people who study the economy says that's a very expensive proposition. And how do you pay for that?
Well, that's the question that all you have to do for a lot of these policies, not just Hillary Clinton's, Donald Trump, anybody's, they propose these things and all you have to ask is how. Okay, you want free college education? How? You know, you want this? How? You're going to end ISIS very fast? How? And once you ask the how, that's when a lot of things start falling apart. I liked what she said about refinancing college debt. I think that's been a huge problem, and we brought that up with Dr. J as well. But this free college thing, that's why I laughed at a lot of the Bernie supporters. It was like, yeah, who wouldn't want free college?
Right.
But where's that money coming from?
So that's the big question.
And the middle class, you know, I did like... And I'm sure it all plays for whatever audience they're talking to. If you're a small business person, you want somebody who is going to help small business. I don't know if either one really is.
Both of them are proposing some increase in the minimum wage. Trump has said it has to go up. And Hillary Clinton is also expressing it's a plan to raise it over a series of years.
Talking about to 15. Well, People have to be able to make at least some semblance of living. That doesn't mean that they're going to be wealthy and able to retire, but, you know. All right, shall we continue?
Let's do it.
Number 4.
Donald Trump is keeping up his attacks on President Obama and Hillary Clinton while on the campaign trail in Miami, Florida today.
You know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP, you get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award. Her only competition is Barack Obama, between the two of them.
He said that Clinton is getting, quote, a bit nervous looking at the polls in battleground states, key to this election, saying Clinton has spent hundreds of millions of dollars.
Boy, the polls are really tightening up. They're getting a little bit nervous with their hundreds of millions of dollars that they're spending on ads. Clinton is getting a little bit nervous. Crooked Hillary, she's getting a little bit concerned. New poll just came out this morning that has us essentially very close to even. And I haven't spent anything. In fact, they have ads, you know, whatever the number is that she's got, just hundreds. And they have Trump, zero. I said, that's okay. That's okay. We sit back and wait.
So that is
true. He doesn't have to spend money because he says stupid stuff every day that gets him in front of everybody.
You would think that's why he would have to spend money, though. It is true what he's saying, though. $52 million the Clinton campaign has spent in TV ad spending. Trump, $0. But what isn't true is that in the swing states right now, she's actually favored in most of them. And even some of them that have typically leaned Republican in prior elections, the Clinton campaign now believes that they can go after even
Georgia is one of those states. They're already talking that it might be turning. And Donald Trump, interesting today, said, if I lose, it's okay. Quote, it's okay. I go back to a very good way of life. End quote.
There's no question about that. Some are saying, is he trying to look for an out in this election? I don't know if that's true.
I don't know, but you
he talks about it more than you see most candidates.
Exactly. Most candidates will never talk about losing
no
and going back. But he doesn't. Oh, he'll talk about anything. He doesn't care. He's got it all going on. Let's take a quick break, and then we will continue the top five of five. Do you want a $50 gift certificate to Builder's Supply Outlet in Broadview? Then be caller 19 at 312-981-7200. Caller 19, 312-981-7200. You'll get the $50 gift certificate to Builder's Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. Who's got traffic trouble spots? Violetta Podromedic does.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today. ChicagoTribune.com.
All right, it's time to continue the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellante, Brian Noonan in for Ro today and tomorrow. Where did we leave off?
Number three.
Oh, that's right. Laverne Cox is making history with her new CBS series Doubt, premiering during the 2016-2017 TV season. The Orange is the New Black star is the first transgender actor to play a transgender character in a regular role on network TV. She commented to reporters following a panel for a Doubt at the Television Critics Association press tour in Beverly Hills.
It feels really exciting to be alive at this moment and to be the vessel for these moments that were inevitable. There's so many things I love about this show, but I love that, yes, she's trans, and yes, it's not a secret, but she's so much more than that. I think the diversity issue in Hollywood is a conversation that we need to continue to have, and we can definitely always do better because, you know, that's just the nature of this world that we live in.
She also commented that her character is an Ivy League educated one and that she's just grateful that she is that way and it's being reflected in that light and that she gets great outfits, too.
Very nice. I've never seen Orange is the New Black. People have said wonderful things about it. Never seen it. And the thing is, it's always good when different groups are represented on TV because for a long time they haven't been.
Sure.
The problem is the survival rate for TV shows is so slim. And I would hate to see it, you know, blamed on that. Oh, well, it was because Laverne Cox was in it and the subject matter. It may just be a bad show.
Well,
it may
true.
Be a great show, and I wish her nothing but success.
But what I think is really cool about where we are right now in television is that you're not seeing those types of roles being played in two-dimensional ways.
Right.
It used to be, you know, the gay friend would visit and everyone would laugh at him.
Sure.
You know, and now there's a lot more depth to those types of roles, and a trans role like hers, that is, there's more depth to it. And you even see a movie like Bad Moms where moms aren't portrayed just as like these perfect heads of household who do everything right. And they do a lot of really bad things in that movie and perhaps in real
in
life.
In real life
too,
as well.
Fun things.
No, and you need, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a female character, a black character, a transgender character. Good characters and good writing is going to propel a show. So hopefully that's it. And then, you know, what'll
Absolutely.
Be nice in the next couple seasons, it won't even be an issue. Just like it's not an issue now if a woman is the lead of a show or if there's an African-American lead of a show. It's just like, let's worry about the show. So hopefully down the road, that's where we'll get to. We'll see.
Number two.
That's you.
Oh, I'm up. There we go.
Up.
Thanks, Orion. Last night on Any Given Wednesday, Bill Simmons sat down with Seth Rogen and Ricky Williams to talk all things marijuana.
Right
and
on.
It's everything that's advertised. Ricky Williams has become a measuring scale for every NFL player ever linked to marijuana, while Seth Rogen is the current king of the stoner Hollywood. As you could imagine, they both have some interesting stories about their smoking experiences.
Most surprising celebrity you've smoked pot with?
I'm going to say, and he's in the movie, and it's a shout-out to Sausage Party, Edward Norton.
Edward Norton?
Yeah.
That's great. You want to answer that? Or
yeah, not? You know, I don't have a surprising person, but I have a cool person. Like, the most epic time, I think, was I got on Willie Nelson's bus.
Whoa!
Yeah, and it was interesting time because...
He's like Ty Cobb.
I was playing in the NFL, so I was being drug tested twice a week. So I had to be careful about, you know, how I did this. And it was embarrassing.
Right.
He smoked me under the bus. Bad. I was crawling off the bus the end of
was
the
day. Was he awesome?
He was.
Was Seth
Is there ever
smoking
a time
right there?
Seth Rogen sounds stoned any time you hear him speak. It could be first thing in the morning, last thing at night, on his way out of a funeral. He always sounds like he's stoned.
It kind of does. And
it's the laugh, right? It's that burnout laugh.
Yes. It's stereotypical, right?
Savannah. I don't smoke pot, but I think sitting in a bus with Willie Nelson while he smoked pot would be pretty cool.
I guess that would be a true life experience.
Well, he's the legend.
Better Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg, you have a little gin and juice.
Sure.
Smoking on the endo. That's what you do when you're rolling. I'm very street, Anna. I don't know if you know that about me.
Just
could you tell?
I learned that at
this
moment.
Yes, very street.
Very dropping it like it's hot.
Thank you. Wow, Violetta jumping in. She comes out strong against Kevin in the first segment, and then she comes to my aid in this one. Thank you, Violetta. I do drop it like it's hot.
Oh, little Willie.
Willie Nelson is the godfather of pop.
Mm-hmm.
If there were a national spokesman for marijuana, it'd be Willie Nelson.
I think that's right.
You seem very uncomfortable. Are you ready to move?
I like Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg very much.
Number
one. And I think Seth Rogen
was
high during that interview.
I believe you are correct. And I don't think that's one of those things you could say Seth Rogen was high, and a lot of celebrities you would have to say allegedly because you'd fear reprisals.
Yes,
he'd go,
not him.
Yep.
Not
that's
him.
All. All right, number one on the top five at five. Number one, although the Futurama character Zap Brannigan is known to be based on Captain Kirk, these days it seems as though he could have been patterned after questionable captain of industry and current clown Donald Trump. Voiceover actor Billy West has gifted the internet with Donald Trump quotes spoken in the voice of one of his Futurama characters.
My fingers are long and beautiful. That's been well documented, along with other various parts of my body. The concept of global warming was created by the Chinese. And it's not a wig, it's my hair. Do you want to touch it? What I say is what I say.
Wow.
Are you a Futurama fan? There's a very cult following.
Yeah, I watched it a little. I would not say I'm a follower. Kevin, you a Futurama guy while you're eating your barbecue chips?
Negative.
Violetta?
I don't even know.
Kim?
No. I don't even know what it is.
All right. So far, we are 0 for 4. Anna, it's on you.
I'm not. But
all right,
when,
so 0 for 5 on the future. I know there's a lobster-looking guy who's a...
there's like a purple girl, I think.
Mm-hmm. One-eyed girl. Katie Seagal voices
right?
that. One's a robot. There's a robot.
And then the main character is like a redheaded guy.
Yeah, he's a dude who delivered pizza, I think. Mm-hmm. And then there's the lobster doctor. And
I didn't know that was still on.
I don't know if it is. Well, it must be. Who knows? I don't think you need to do anything to Donald Trump quotes except play them. They don't get any funnier when somebody else does them. But Billy West is very, very talented. Great voiceover guy. I like my Trump like I like my potato chips. Basic. I want them straight up. I'm a purist when it comes to my Trump quotes.
Oh.
Well, listen. Why mess with the original, Anna?
I guess it could be made funnier. I don't know. I'm going to give it a try.
All right.
I think
so
Brian Altimer is a fan, our sonic genius on the show. Are you a fan, Brian?
Brian loved Futurama.
Right.
See,
he's
and I
put
like,
me on to some really great series. And
I love cartoons. I just, that one, I never got involved with that one. That was just, listen, that's just me.
One to check out.
The top five at five.